Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Coco LaBoy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards the right side of the infield. Stale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bacabella and he is out, Wine applying the tag. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stale batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stale hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. LaBoy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stoneman bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jenkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Phillips trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hickman reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Jones reaches second base with a double. Stoneman moves to third. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stahel is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LaBoy hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive towards third. Santo catches it and throws to second to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stoneman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Stoneman reaches second base with a double. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahel hits a line drive towards right. Callison catches it and throws to second to double up Stoneman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day pinch runs for Jimmy Hall. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub moves to third. 1 out. Joe Decker now pitching. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. LaBoy is 0 for 3 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wine is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.